You're listening to the Bitcoin.com podcast. Our guest today is Juan Otero, co-founder and CEO of Travala. This episode is brought to you by the Bitcoin.com exchange, the exchange you can trust. Buy and sell Bitcoin as well as 250 digital assets. The Bitcoin.com exchange is secure, fast, easy, and reliable. Register within seconds and buy crypto with a credit or debit card. Join our community of traders now. Exchange.bitcoin.com. I'm your host, Dustin Plantholt. Join us as we dive into the world of economics, politics, tech, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency. For even more crypto-related news, sign up at news.bitcoin.com or follow us on Twitter at Bitcoin.com. Now let's bring on our guest. Juan Otero, welcome to the Bitcoin.com podcast.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure being here.
Now, Juan, you're in a unique space. I mean, the industry right now as a whole has many many changes that are right in front of us, many things that are happening, including the pandemic. What are you seeing from your lens?
The impact in travel has been significant, obviously. We were growing around 20% month on month all the way up to February. We obviously saw a massive decrease in travel demand as soon as the restrictions came into place. From March. However, we have seen a significant pickup in terms of demand, particularly around domestic travel in different markets as the restrictions start to be lifted. But yeah, certainly it's been a very challenging time for us at Travala.com, but also a time that we have used to, you know, put our heads down and continue to build, continue to focus on the product development. And we're very confident that we're going to come out of these a lot stronger on the other side.
Now, let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, when you set up your business plan, you set up your game plan, and then something like this happens, how are you able to change or how are you able to adapt? I mean, you're learning this as you go.
Yeah, this is one of those crises that I don't think any CEO is prepared for. You know, we've been very lucky in terms of the support that we receive from our community in understanding, obviously, the difficult times that we're going through. They've been very supportive all along. Our team internally, obviously, also understood the difficult times that we're going through. But again, Travala.com has got a very challenging roadmap ahead in terms of product development. We're building a lot of technology on the blockchain. And we actually use this time to focus on those, you know, longer-term projects, perhaps by not having so much to deal in terms of, you know, managing the booking volume that was coming through. We were doing over 2,500 room night bookings in February. Wow. As I said, you know, that was a 2x what we were doing just 6 months before that. So Obviously there's a lot to take into account to scale that type of customer service, support, and so on. So this 2 to 3 month period, this also allows us to focus on developing the product. And obviously, we continue to push in terms of partnerships and collaborations within the space. We also did close a merger with Travel by Bit, which is a Binance-backed company. And now, obviously, we have the backing from Binance as one of the industry-leading players to allow us to build, you know, what we're aiming to build, which is the world's largest blockchain-based OTA.
That's quite an ambitious endeavor. And so when we talk about aggregators, I mean, people around the world that are tuning in are familiar with certain websites, you know, the Orbitz of the world or Travelocity. What is an aggregator? Would you kind of break it down for us? And then how are they compensated and what sort of fees? And then what are the advantages to using cryptocurrency through your platform?
Yeah, aggregators are a bit different to what we do here. So we have relationships directly with wholesale suppliers or, you know, some of the main travel suppliers in the industry, from Booking.com to Expedia and so on. We like to close these partnerships directly with the travel suppliers to resell the inventory through Travala.com. Obviously, we implement a number of advantages when it comes to, you know, the whole tokenized economy, incentivization model, and everything that we do for payments, for transparency, to make sure that any user can come Travala.com, book a hotel just like they book it at Booking.com, but knowing that they're going to get a better price, user experience that is powered by blockchain in terms of, you know, tokenized rewards, loyalty and rewards program that is unmatchable in terms of, you know, the value that it offers. with a liquid asset backing, in this case, our native AVA token, and a number of other benefits that are based on the core advantage of blockchain technology. We want to offer better pricing, more transparency, and the ultimate frictionless on-ramp platform to crypto. We have around 60% of our booking volume that is comes through crypto payments, but also around 40% that comes from traditional fiat payment, which is a way for us to bring these users from the mainstream space into the crypto space.
That's a great way, kind of bringing them in slowly. And you use the term tokenizing. What does tokenizing mean?
So what we're doing is basically moving the traditional loyalty and rewards program into a tokenized model. And this is all powered by our native AVA token. This is one of the main use cases of the AVA token from Travel.com that allows users to get rewarded when they make a booking, for example. We have a flagship program, which is the Smart Program, that allows users to receive up to 10% discount on particular bookings when they book with a digital asset, and they receive this reward on the AVA token. So what we've done is basically we're taking these loyalty and rewards programs that are very opaque in many cases from the traditional online travel space and tokenize it through our AVA native token to make sure that we guarantee and offer that real value, real world use case to users using the platform.
But now I must ask you, so from a retail standpoint, I mean, people are used to things a certain way. Are they going to notice a big difference? Does this make your site slower? Or does it make things faster and more improved and more efficient?
This is one of the things that we put a lot of emphasis on. I mean, myself, I come from Booking.com, Oracle, and some other, major tech companies. But in particular, at Booking.com, I learned one thing, that when it comes to travel, you have to offer a level of UX that is, top class. And that's something that we focus on from the very beginning. When you use Travel.com, whether you go to the website or use our mobile apps or, the mobile version of the website, the user experience is as good or even better in some occasions than the likes of Expedia or Booking.com. We had very clear from the beginning that we had to build a frictionless platform. And this is probably the beauty of Travel.com in terms of the impact that it can have in mass adoption of cryptocurrencies. Anyone can come to the platform and book a hotel, just like you book it at Booking.com. In the background, we're doing all this amazing work on the blockchain, which is, creating them a crypto wallet, storing the reviews on the blockchain, rewarding them with their tokens, everything that basically blockchain technology brings to the table. But without impacting the usability, without impacting the speed of the site, without impacting the overall user experience.
Wow. So it becomes a blessing, all the advantages, but no burdens. Everything is done seamless and behind the scenes, which kind of leads me into my next question for you is that, digital assets. Why did you choose digital assets or a native token to power this thing?
Yeah, for us, we wanted to tap into this niche market. Market of cryptocurrency uses, because we wanted to offer the transparency, the speed, the reliability. Basically trying to fix some of the major problems of the online travel space when it comes to the monopolies that the likes of Booking.com, Expedia, and so on have in terms of the control over the suppliers themselves, but also how the pricing model impacts the end user and a number of other pain points that we identified in the space. Now, for us, a native token basically is the backbone of the Travel.com platform. You can use it as a payment method to book a hotel with. You obviously receive the rewards and loyalty on the native token. And there's a number of other use cases. Even now, AVA is used as a payment method in several payment gateways like CoinGate, which accesses over 5,000 merchants across the world. You can pay your bills in Australia with AVA, you can book flights on Travel.bit with AVA, and many, many more cases coming in the near future. For us, allowing people to book travel with crypto is a game part of our mission. We want to push for cryptocurrency adoption. We want to solidify our position as, the first mover and also market leader in blockchain-based travel within the cryptocurrency space. That's why we are pushing the utility of our native token AVA, but also helping the whole ecosystem. We accept 28 different cryptocurrencies.
That's remarkable.
Yeah,
I mean, what you're really doing is you're solving the spend problem. You know, many people that when they enter cryptocurrency, the one thing that they don't know, because they won't know at least initially, is that they're going to at some point experience the spend problem. Okay, how am I going to spend it? What am I going to do with it if I don't plan on just holding it indefinitely? And that seems to be the area that you are thriving in, is you're allowing people the ability to spend their crypto.
Absolutely. And this is one of the issues that we have in the industry. I mean, until now, people have been just holding crypto. Obviously, Bitcoin is a big store of value. But we want to make a change and have an impact in the adoption of cryptocurrency, as I mentioned. We want to be that platform that allows or helps people use the crypto to book travel. Obviously, now we're talking about hotels and flights, but very soon we'll be looking at activities, tours, cruises, car rentals. So we're going to have that one-stop shop of any travel-related product to be basically bookable, or that you can pay for, not just with ABA or native token, but with, you know, a very large number of different digital assets, which brings the adoption, that use case. You know, we're only going to achieve adoption at a massive scale if we actually build the tools for people to spend.
And tools that they've been accustomed to using or seeing in the past. So being that now you've become the, now you're the innovator, now you're the visionary in the space, and you're seeing lots of young startups come in, what sort of advice do you have to those that have a great idea and they want to change the world for the better, and they want to change this space for the better?
Yeah, I suppose it all comes with that idea. You can have a good idea, you can have a good execution plan, you can define your strategy. But the one thing I learned over time is that you actually need the people to execute that. You know, that those are the main four pillars of any business, really. You know, you need the people. You define your strategy, you execute it, and obviously you need capital to do so. Everything comes back to the people behind it. We've been very fortunate at Travel.com to have a stellar team behind us, coming from, you know, some of the world's leading companies. And we've been able to push through the difficult times, continue developing the product to a level that is, you know, in line with the big OTAs. But we have a clear mission and vision of what we want to do in the space. And I'll say that first piece of advice is make sure that you put the right team together.
Wow, that's great counsel. So let's dig into that. Being that we live in a day and age where people can be all over the world, how do you decide? I mean, you are the CEO. Everything stops with you. You're the one that's going to take all the blame for the good and the bad. How do you decide who to hire? I mean, what does your process look like?
Yeah, we're very picky, obviously. We have a team of over 33 people at the moment. 18 of them are engineers. Our core team is based in Hanoi, Vietnam. And this has obviously allowed us as well to scale the development and the development team in particular a lot faster due to the cost advantages of being based in Hanoi, Vietnam. And we have a very distributed team all over the world, basically, from Canada to China, Vietnam, myself in Australia and the UK. But we've been very fortunate with Hanoi in Vietnam in terms of not just acquiring the talent, but also retaining that talent. We put together an excellent engineer team in Hanoi. And we're very, very fortunate in the way we've done it and how we've been able to scale that. And obviously going forward, as we plan to continue to build on, building the world's largest blockchain-based OTA, we're very confident that we're going to be able to do this, particularly in regards to the development team, with our advantage of being based in Hanoi, Vietnam, where there's a lot of talent to be acquiring that market.
Wow, that's very interesting. So how many hours does it take to become the CEO? I mean, most people in life, they set goals, right? If only, if I could be the manager, if I could be in a position of leadership, and now that you are the leader, what does it take? How many hours a day do you need to commit? And then also the expectations that people have on you, community members around the world. What's that like to be the CEO of Travala?
You can't watch the hours. Obviously, in this space in particular, I've been involved in startups for a long time. I have an exit in the past. I've been an advisor in, startup accelerator program. So I've seen a lot of founders and startups and had my own experiences in the past. What we're seeing with Travale is not just a massive acceleration of growth that's been happening basically over the last 2 years since we founded the business back in 2017, over 2 years now, is that the space moves so fast. The whole blockchain ecosystem, people are building some amazing technology. Just the adoption is not there yet. Just the scalability is not there yet. But what we're building today is very likely going to be the backbone of the future. You know, you go back to the early days with the email protocols, POP3 and IMAP, and at that time we're insignificant. But obviously, everybody now is part of our lives. So I believe that we are going to see an evolution in the space that's going to be significant, and that's why this space moves so quickly. And obviously, that requires a CEO or any manager in this space, and in particular in a fast-growing startup like Travale.com, to basically be on hand 24/7.
Yeah, and one of my advisors, my own coaches in life, has kind of told me that leaders don't create more followers, they create more leaders. So is one of your goals, I have to imagine some of your goals are to create the future leaders, and there are people now that you're mentoring in the space.
Absolutely. And this was one of the objectives as well of this merger with Travel by Bit, and getting involved in the whole Binance ecosystem as well, was to make sure that we acquire better talent and more qualified people in different management positions. A CMO recently joined the Travel.com project, global operations manager. So we reinforced the different departments to get us ready for the next phase of growth. You can be the best CEO in the world, but the best CEO in the world needs the support from those, line managers and people that can actually guide you and teach you what to do. The micromanagement style is not the recipe for success. The recipe for success, as you said very well, is to build a team around you that can actually execute the vision of the company.
Yeah. And so people on the outside, they look at this space and the people that are coming into it for the first time, they kind of have mixed reviews, right? I've heard of all the people getting hacked. I've heard of all the bad actors. And now as we talk to you, what I've come to realize, and the many people I get to meet along this journey, is that people like you are trying to make things better for people out there. You're trying to give people money back in their pockets. You're trying to give hotel operators better technology that what you're doing is improving a system that was broken, a system, quite frankly, that was not looking out for the retail consumer. So that cryptocurrency, the world of digital assets, is not full of a bunch of money laundering anarchists, that you have real world utility and real world platforms that are improving outcomes, improving lives.
Absolutely. No, no, that is probably one of the biggest misconceptions. That probably obviously comes from the ICO phase, 2017 and so on, where obviously a lot of people had some really bad experiences in the industry. But again, what we're trying to do here and what a lot of projects in the blockchain ecosystem are trying to build is the technology of the future. Obviously, we're talking about Web 3.0. We have Web 1.0, and then we had the semi peer-to-peer models, Web 2.0, the Ubers and Airbnbs of the world, and that unfortunately also got over-centralized. What we're trying to do here is bring decentralization to the space with one ultimate goal, which is to benefit the end user, both users on the side of the equation.
So who would, Juan, who would then be your ideal customer? I mean, I'm new to crypto. I've purchased some crypto and I'm now noticing that some of my crypto is worth more. And now I want to take it out and do something with it. I mean, who would be your ideal customer?
Anyone that travels, to be honest. And this is one of the beauties of Travale.com. We, target our offering to anyone. It could be you, me, a heavy crypto user, somebody that's never had a crypto wallet before. It could be my mother. It could be anyone that basically today uses booking.com or Expedia, for example, to book some travel, and that can, the same way they do it in these traditional OTAs, come to travel.com and benefit from better pricing structure, more transparency, true reviews, proper rewards with real value, and so on and so on. So we're basically trying to fix the issue in a way, benefiting both the supplier and the end user. But in the case of Travale.com, for example, we're building a mainstream platform that can be accessed by anyone, whether you are a heavy crypto user or whether you've never even seen a cryptocurrency before.
Now, and so where do you see it going? I mean, you know how far you've come in 6 months and 1 year and 3 year. I mean, take me out a little bit. Like, all right, Dustin, my crystal ball, my perfect world. This is where I see Travala heading.
Yeah, the roadmap is the thing that probably gets me more excited, and obviously what everybody's working towards in the team. To achieve what we want to achieve long-term, we had very clear that we had to build a frictionless platform. We had to drive growth, utility, create brand awareness and position ourselves as, the leading blockchain-based travel booking platform within the whole blockchain and cryptocurrency ecosystem. But in the mid-long term, what we're going to be building is a whole decentralized suite of technology for the travel industry. And, it's going to be a real peer-to-peer travel booking platform with a number of functionalities built on top of blockchain, from decentralized Salesforce to decentralized bookings, consortium of, OTAs. There's some amazing technology that, I'll invite anyone to actually go and have a read at our white paper. You can find it at whitepaper.travala.com. And there we outlay very clear what the roadmap is in terms of the decentralized business models. Decentralization, as I said, is something that nowadays is hard to understand, but let's see what this will be within the next 3 to 5 years. And that's basically our ultimate goal, to decentralize travel.
I love it. That's quite ambitious. And who are some of the people out there, Juan, that have earned your trust, that have earned your respect, that people like me and the listeners around the world, from those that are new to the space or to the seasoned veterans, that they should be looking to for some guidance, advice, or some of the other visionaries?
Yeah, obviously there's a few people in the space. We have a very close relationship with Binance. You got CC, obviously the CEO of Binance and co-founder. He's probably one of the main people in the space in terms of his vision overall in regards to cryptocurrency adoption and blockchain technology and decentralization as a whole. We do partner with a lot of different projects in the space, from the big digital assets like Litecoin and Dash and so on, to a lot of other players. But there's probably a handful of people in the space that any new entrepreneur that wants to adventure themselves into the cryptocurrency or blockchain space should look at, like CC, Vitalik Buterin from Ethereum, and so on.
And so how do we find you, Juan? Where do we find Travala?
Yeah, Travala is obviously at travala.com. As I said, we have the website, also the mobile apps on iOS and Android. Please follow us on Twitter as well at travala.com. Myself, Jay Otero Villa, on Twitter as well. But please, I'll invite anyone, whether you're a crypto user or not, to please check travala.com before you book your next trip. Obviously, you probably used to just go into booking.com, but I'm very confident that you'll find not just a better price, but a much better experience. And obviously, backed by all of our advantages, the loyalty reward program, the loyalty and rewards program, even we offer a best price guarantee, which is a model by which if you find a price for a hotel or anything cheaper anywhere else, we will beat it.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Juan, for coming on the Bitcoin.com podcast. And I'm sure our listeners around the world have learned something just like I have. Thank you again for sharing your story.
Thanks for having me here today. Bye-bye.
You've listened to another episode of the Bitcoin.com podcast. Subscribe at news.bitcoin.com, where your journey begins.